less than pleased. We're expecting, you know, that the money would be kept at 5,000 and it would be open to the full 10,000 farmers that's coming out of Reps 3. And the other bigger problem is, you know, it'll have to be done by the 15th of May. Time is running out to get this scheme announced.
Do you believe that the Minister and the Government had dragged their heels on this one?
They have dragged over this couple of weeks. You know, we were expecting it done at least a fortnight ago. And, you know, the time is running out. And now they have reduced the money, you know, and reduced the numbers. It's going to leave a lot of farmers wondering what they should do.
There's fears that perhaps many farmers might think that for the return, what's the point?
That is correct. You know, the return is getting less for having inspections and doing different things to keep the environment, you know, on their farm right. And dropping the money from 5,000 to 4,000 is making it very less attractive to farmers. And it's going to be a push now to get 8,000 farmers into it. You know, there's going to be 2,000 extra farmers looking to get into the scheme. Who is going to get in? Who's going to be kept out?
Criteria may be introduced, which will make even more red tape in relation to those applications.
Well, they're going to have to bring in some kind of criteria if there's 2,000 extra men or people looking to get in there. So, you know, what criteria they bring in now is going to be another arguing match with them down the road. To me, they're dragging their heels. You know, they promised, you know, they would look after agriculture. This was their first big test. You know, they're starting on the hind tit here. They need to, you know, to waken up and give us what we're entitled to.